think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Break it down! Live from the Gau Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Johnny Football, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. Missed the first hour? A lot of good stuff. Have AJ's Facebook change. We have me getting into the Palillo range on the creepometer. We have a lot of political talk, which it's always funny we do that. There's always like 100 texts that are enjoying it, and there'll be one guy that's like, I'm switching the channel. Man, every now and then we're going to get into it. I'm not going to talk sports 24/7. You just have to deal with that. That's your right. Switch the channel. A lot of people will switch over because they want to hear us get into it a little bit about it. But it's good that we discuss it. That's the point. We should actually be talking about it every now and then. But it is a What Are the Odds Wednesday, so put odds on things, and we're going to do something nice for the people today. We are going to play the pepper spray incident at 5:30 because we're selling the new Blitz shirts, which commemorate that. And if you're not familiar with it, it was early on in the show. We pepper sprayed Jong and all hell broke loose. So at 5:30 today, you will get to hear that incident in its entirety.
You got it in my mouth.
Yeah. The one thing I have to remind everybody, though, is at the very beginning, there's a giveaway for a Godsmack concert.
I took that out.
Oh, you took that out? Good. Okay. Because the last time we played it, the phones just lit up with people.
You guys are trying to go to that Godsmack concert that you missed by 5 years.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway.
I think it was Three Doors Down.
Was it Three? I thought it was Godsmack.
Yeah, it wasn't Godsmack. It was Three Doors Down.
I don't know why I was
thinking. It was a show in Beaumont.
I got a text saying, hey guys, what's an MEL Sportsbook? I'm trying to get some info on it to buy it. We really haven't started pushing it, but it is available. It's an introduction to sports betting blitz style. It is available on our podcast site, podcastarena.com, which also we have full show podcasts on there, by the way. If you click on that, it'll take you to a link that sends you to Gau Media Publishing. It's on there. It's available for the low, low price of $12.99. We've worked out all the download bugs that we had. So you'll be hearing a lot more about it here over the next couple weeks. But people really seem to like it. I've talked to several people who've listened to it in its entirety, and they really have enjoyed it. They've got a lot of good stuff out of it. And what we've always tried to do is what we've done on the show is, you know, get you as much information as possible and let you make your own decisions. And I think the book really does a good job of that. Available in audio only. I know a lot of people have been saying, oh, well, you do a print version. And the reason we're able to not charge much for these is because it's audio. And this is kind of a business that we're getting into to try to bring you both unique audio books and then versions of books that people have written in audio that don't, where the overhead is so low, we can bring them to you for a very inexpensive price. I mean, we'd have to charge $30 if we printed this thing. And it's worth that, but you know, that and the cost, it's kind of a mess. So I know podcasts and audiobooks are the future, so this is where we're going. I don't want people to quit reading, but this is our business. So check it out. I hope you enjoy it. And if you have any questions about it at all, you can always email me, fower975@gmail.com. So thanks for asking. Appreciate it. Someone wants to know who's going to be the next Fred and AJ. Julian says, did you see that article in the Chronicle asking of the Texans this year's dark horse? I did not.
I didn't, and thank God I didn't, because it would have started a whole new thing.
Hey, it's next. Yeah, this whole each game is a season thing that they keep doing. All right, I get that in college. I really do. I don't, because let's say I'm making $5 million a season, and Bill O'Brien keeps telling me, well, all right, new season coming up. Well, coach, I should get another $5 million, shouldn't I?
Yeah.
If it's a whole season, right?
Or J.J. Watt should renegotiate. Be like, listen, it's a brand new season. It's a new dough. I'm the only one doing any work around here.
Somebody asking, are the shirts in black? Yes, black and navy, if I'm not correct. I have a black one. They're pretty cool. What are the odds Hoyer is Texans week one starter next year?
Yeah, someone asked me on Twitter, and I said yes instantly. I guess I should ask you. What if the Texans, and this is a possibility because we don't know if he's going to be around there next year, but what if Jay Cutler became available?
I think he will be.
Would you want him?
Because,
I mean, he's playing pretty well this year, and I think we can agree he's an upgrade, but he's not the kind of upgrade that's probably ever going to get you to a Super Bowl.
Well, and at this stage, is he a long-term upgrade? He's getting pretty far in his career. So you're looking at a 3-4 year window. Are you better off? I mean, and I don't know. I don't know the answer to this, but are you better off just saying, you know what, we're gonna keep rolling with Hoyer, especially if he keeps playing at the level he's playing at, and try to draft the guy for the future that's going to be our 10-year quarterback.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how long Jay Cutler is going to continue to play at that level. With his arm, I think he can probably go a little longer than most guys. But I don't know. I'd be interested, sure, because it's an upgrade. But at what cost? Because right. There's so many other things that need to be improved on this roster.
Well, obviously, he won't make as much as he's been making because he's not – I mean, people know that he's not that kind of a player now.
Yeah.
But he'd make more than what Brian Hoyer's making, for sure.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it'll be
I think it's an option worth exploring.
I would explore it because you are going to have some cap room, and I'm assuming Arian Foster's gone.
I assume Brian Cushing's gone.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, man. It's still very punitive to cut him next year. It's really 2017 before you can do it.
Gosh.
And I'll have to go back and double-check because I think I looked this up the other day. And it's a great resource if you're wanting to see what if you want to see what teams' salary caps are for the future and how much it would cost if you cut a guy, overthecap.com. And it does it year by year. So it tells you, like, if you go to 2016, it's going to tell you what all the contracts are for next year. So, for instance, like if you cut Arian Foster next year, then your dead money is only 2.3. You're saving $7
million. Yeah,
his cap hit is 9.3. If you cut Cushing, you're only saving $2 million, and your dead money is 6.7.
Yeah.
Now, getting into 2017, it makes more sense.
It flips.
Yeah. By then, if you cut Cushing, it's only $3 million in dead money. You're saving $5 million. Still significant, but at least then it makes some sense.
Oh, no. There's going to be changes, obviously. I mean, unless something drastic happens in the last half of the season, but it's going to look like a whole new team, I think.
And some other quarterbacks that people are asking about, like, what about Colin Kaepernick? What are the odds they'd go after him? That would be a cheap option. Oh. He's going to be a cheaper option that you could bring in, but again, is that going to be an upgrade over Brian Hoyer? Certainly not the way he's played this year.
Yeah, I think Brian Hoyer is better than Colin Kaepernick.
And what are the odds Greg Ward Jr. is a quarterback? Greg Ward Jr. is too small to play in the NFL. I love him.
Yeah.
I love him. He's fantastic. He's Kyler Murray size. I mean, he's a small dude.
Yeah, he's got some Keenum to him. And maybe somebody will give him a chance.
No, he's not as a quarterback. I think the guy was a pretty darn good receiver. But even then, I think he's too small to be a receiver.
If you're too small to be a quarterback in the league, you're too small to be a receiver. Well,
Unless you're a Patriot.
Unless you're running 4.3s.
The Patriots, well, he's pretty damn fast. I don't know about 4.3, but that guy can fly. And he was an effective receiver, but he's a good quarterback. And I think he's a great college quarterback who's only going to get better, but I don't think he's big enough for the NFL. And I love him, but, that's realistically, there's no way. Now, I'll tell you what I think he'd be very good at. I think he'd be a terrific CFL quarterback.
Yeah.
Because he's got a good enough arm to go up there and throw the ball all over the yard. He can take off and run, and with a more spread out field, you can be a smaller guy and be successful. I think that might be his future. Let's try Joey. What's up, Joey?
How's it going, guys?
It's going sports.
I got a what are the odds question. What are the odds that if I keep Victor Cruz on my fantasy team, I'll be disappointed and I'll hang up and listen?
About percent 1,000, I would say.
Yeah, at this stage.
I mean, he's already missed half the season. When he does come back, I don't expect he will be the Victor Cruz you remembered. I don't. I mean, that surgery is pretty serious. I don't think he'll ever be the Victor Cruz you were hoping he would be.
Yeah.
And I'm honestly kind of surprised that anyone who may have drafted Victor Cruz hoping that he'd come back and do something, I'm surprised that you've held on to him for this long.
Yeah, at this point.
I mean, that's a hell of a commitment.
He's just a name that used to be good.
Yeah.
He's Akeem Nicks is what he is at this stage. I mean,
well, he's not even that because he hasn't been on the field. Yeah. I mean,
well, neither is Akeem Nicks.
That's true. It's like Plaxico Burress. You know?
Yeah, pretty much. Minus the gun.
Well.
All right, let's try Robert. What is up, Robert?
Hey, sports, Bob.
Hey, my question is real simple. What are the odds that the Carolina Panthers are actually for real and not just pretending? And
I think the Carolina Panthers are for real because that defense is for real, and they've got a really good offensive line, and especially when they get healthy. Yeah. I think that they are limited in what they can do offensively, but having a line like that makes running the football pretty easy.
Yeah, it does.
And you've got a quarterback who runs the football well. So, you saw Ted Ginn drop money, dropping touchdown passes. They could have lost that game because of that. They don't have anything reliable at wide receiver, but Greg Olsen's been very consistent for them, and they run the ball as well as anybody. That's the thing.
Greg Olsen is, and not comparing him to Gronkowski, but he's that target for them in that offense, just like Gronk is for the Patriots. And when you've got a guy like that, you don't really – I mean, you can get by with Ted Ginn Jr. at receiver. I mean, it'd be nice if they had better receivers. That's probably the biggest weakness on that team. But, boy, Josh Norman is playing so well.
And when I say for real, I don't know that I'm necessarily, talking about like they can win the Super Bowl. But I think they're legitimately a good team. I think they're like the Bengals. I put them in the same group as the Bengals, like a team that I think they can win a game. They might be able to get to the conference championship, but I don't think they're going to be in the Super Bowl.
I would still take the Packers over them in a championship game. I would still take the Patriots over the Bengals in a championship game. But that's as of halfway through the season.
Yeah.
And who knows? All right, let's you know what? We're going to do that pepper spray segment at 5:30. Well, right now, and helping sell the pepper spray shirts, our buddy Raheel is out at the UT Co-op. What's up, Raheel?
Hey, what's up, guys? How are y'all doing?
Well, we're doing great, man. Are you slinging our goodies out there or what?
I am. Well, I'm trying to go into the women's restroom, and they're not letting me. I don't know. It's a
Pakistani thing.
Weird.
It's not a male thing.
Yeah.
Were Pakistanis on the prop, too? Is that what it was?
Exactly.
Even with your tiny hands, they still think you're a man, huh? That's very strange.
Well, guys, yeah, I am out here at the University Co-op, located at 1131 Uptown Park Boulevard, right here in the Uptown Plaza. Everyone knows where it is, right by the Galleria. Come on by. The new Blitz shirts that you guys have been talking about, we talked about this morning, they are here. $9.99. That's it. It's a classic, so get it before it's sold out. Still got black and blue. The blues are running out fast, so come on down. It's open until 7 p.m. I'm going to be here until 7, so come say hi to me. It's awesome. You can also purchase online at universitycoop.com. And if you order online, they will also throw in free shipping on orders over $50. So if you want to buy for a bunch of Blitzers, then you get free shipping.
Merry Christmas. How about that?
And then, guys, don't forget to gear up for the game. UT versus Kansas this Saturday. UT Co-op has some awesome specials going on right now. So come gear up for the game. They have the Nike Coaches Polo shirts here, the Ralph Lauren collection, the Ben Crenshaw Polo collection, and much more. Go to universitycoop.com. Also, the ESPN road team is here. Come win tickets for UT Kansas. All you have to do is register, and you get a chance to win UT versus Kansas this weekend. And come say hi to me, guys.
Hey, how are the Barry Warner, Dylan Gwynn shirts selling?
Just as hot as their show.
Yeah, all right.
All right, Raheel, appreciate it. We'll talk to you again next hour, buddy.
All right, thanks, guys. Enjoy listening to the segment, everyone.
All right, Raheel on Every Day with John Granato from 10 to 12. That's a very good show. It's John and Raheel with Dell.
With Dell.
With Dell. And then Unfiltered is after that with John and Sean. I don't know quite where I'd rank Sean on the creepometer.
Salisbury?
Yeah.
Super creepy.
More creepy than me?
No.
Okay. So
it's close.
Define super creepy, because super creepy implies
that you're super creepy.
And I'm not, I don't think I'm super creepy. I'm creepy.
Listen, no one ever thinks that they're as creepy as they are.
No, I get that. But I agree that I have a high creep level. I also look at it when, if I'm going to make Rich Lord a 10 and John Granato a 7, I'm not as creepy as those guys. I'm not even the same ballpark.
All right.
I'm more creepy than the average person.
What do you think, John?
I don't know. I've never met Rich Lord, so I'll just take your word for it. So he's the 10. Granato, I think, can have a little bit of creep in him sometimes.
Oh, I've hung out with him away from the station. I'm an amateur creep compared to him.
Oh, okay. So he's a pro.
Oh, God, yeah.
Okay.
He's a legend.
Okay. I mean, of the three of us, I guess you would be the creepiest.
Of us three?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree with that. Okay. I agree with that. I'm not disputing that. I'm just saying there's a hell of a lot more creepy people than me, just not today, all right? You know, when it rubs the lotion on its skin, you've gotten creepy.
See, now, when you told that story, I thought you were going to say you accidentally touched her.
No, God, no.
See, that would have been creepy.
That would have been the worst.
No, but I don't get anywhere near people
in
the gym.
Like you were reaching for a weight, both of you guys, and you touched hands, but you kept your hand there? That would have been creepy. That would have been creepier.
No. If I'm in there and somebody else is in there, I go to the opposite side. I don't like being around anybody in the gym. And, you know, especially, this is a non-creepy thing. If there's women in there, I completely stay away from them because they don't want to be bothered by guys unless they're, you know, Ryan Reynolds looking guys. That's not me. I get it. So I don't want to be bothered. So I stay as far away from them as possible. That's anti-creepy. I should get a point off of that.
Yeah.
I really should. My creepometer level should come down. It was just a one-day bad mistake on what I wore. Anyway, tell the people about Gary Trichter.
Attorney Gary Trichter. Law enforcement, they're stepping up their efforts with these no-refusal weekends. So don't let a false accusation of DUI ruin your life, really. It can ruin your money. It can ruin a lot of stuff, man. And they can force you to take those blood tests now. There's still hope for you, even if you failed the breath or blood test the police gave you. A lot of things about those tests you should know about. Breath tests, they're inaccurate. They're unreliable. Most states don't even use the same machine that Texas uses because it's just old technology, and it's not a fair test for alcohol. Same with the blood test. They're not even testing your blood. They're testing the air above your blood. It's a very indirect, very circumstantial test for alcohol. Attorney Gary Trichter is a DWI specialist, and he's right here in Houston. He's experienced in telling the truth about these tests, and he's experienced in telling the truth to juries about the science behind the tests. He's also one of only 4 board-certified DWI specialists in the state. If you failed the breath or blood test, DWI or DUI, don't go with any Joe Schmo out of the phone book. Call Attorney Gary Trichter. Put his number in your cell phone now, 713-524-1010, or visit TexasDWILaw.com. That's 713-524-1010 for Gary Trichter.
ESPN 97.5. McGow Studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, we're back on The Blitz. We're about to do this. Before we do, there's a couple things. And if you're not familiar with what happened, we had a silly bet going that if we got the certain amount of Facebook likes, we were going to pepper spray John. And we had tons of pepper spray here because one of our former employees also did security for Minute Maid Park, so he brought in all his pepper spray. So, of course, AJ picks out the most vicious one he can find.
That wasn't the most vicious one I could find.
It was pretty high up there, though.
No,
you were looking for
not.
The strongest one you could find, dude. Don't lie now.
That is not true, and I stand by that is not true. And you can ask Abel, and he will confirm that I said we can't kill this dude with this stuff.
That's a complete lie, but that's all right.
I didn't even pick it out. Abel picked it out.
No, he wasn't there.
Abel picked it out beforehand.
No, you even got it out of the box that day.
I got the one that he told me to use.
No, you went, there was a box of stuff in there. You went and got it out of there.
Yes, because that's where it was. But I asked
Abel
beforehand.
Well, you were
looking
at it saying, this one looks strong.
No, that's not true.
Okay.
That's not true.
That's not on
air. Don't start with this revisionist history.
No, it's not revisionist history. That's the truth. But that's all right. That's all right. I got pepper spray in my face, too, so my memory might be cloudy. But anyway, the other cool part about this is that we went and got Joel, who was one of our ad guys at the time, who apparently almost got fired over this too, to record it and record the video. And he dropped something on air that got us in trouble. So you'll hear it bleeped, right?
That is bleeped. Yes.
Okay.
And Yoje, who does the commercial work for KRBE, walked by and dropped the same word.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, what happened was we didn't have a backup to come in and take over the board. So all hell broke loose, and we couldn't go off air. We couldn't go to commercial break. This is what happened.
And we're back. It's another one of those I'm going to have to wash my hands of. Go ahead and get on the Bud Light studio cam now, folks, because it's about to happen.
It's time.
John Lee's going to get it right here in studio, which is probably going to suck for all of us, but that's okay.
Yeah.
I guess it's about to happen, huh?
Yep.
Good luck, John.
You sure you want me to be this prayer?
Yeah, I don't want any part of it.
You don't want any part of it?
No, there's liability issues here.
What the hell?
No, don't spray him by us, though. I guess you got to spray him.
Go stand right in front of Kobe.
Yeah.
He's used to taking this.
All right, so now you can see it on the Bud Light studio cam.
All right, here we go.
And we are recording it. We will get it on the page for those of you who can't see it. But
back up closer to Kobe.
Dude, you should close your eyes. Really?
You ready?
Sure.
Oh, it's not fire. Working.
Oh, my.
You got it. Oh. He's dying on us.
You got it in my mouth.
He got it in his mouth. And for those of you not able to watch on the webcam, we're doing our best play-by-play. John Lee is in bad shape. AJ has just blasted. Hey, wait, we need you to get over to the microphone and tell people. Boy, it does smell, though. Ugh.
Oh, boy.
And yeah, my eyes are watering now, too.
Oh, my God, it burns.
Well, geez. Shoot. Yeah, you're getting all of us with this stuff. What a fail this is.
See.
He can't see, and I can't talk anymore because...
Water.
And we can't go to break because we've got our executive producer unable to do anything.
Hold on, I gotta get this.
Okay, whoops. That's watch your language. That is not good. Okay, this was really an awful idea. And poor John is now getting water. And yeah. Honestly, we've all inhaled a little bit of it. And this is not good.
I don't know what you mean. This is great.
I don't know, man. I can't even breathe. You got enough of it over.
My eyes are watering, but I don't know if it's from the pepper spray or because I'm laughing.
I think it's a pepper spray. Dude, this is awful. This is awful. You've killed our producer. Wow.
Well, thanks for liking us on Facebook.
Yeah. Oh, man. This is, I honestly don't know what to do here because I was afraid. This is why I wanted to wait till the end of the show. Because if he can't work, then he just screws Carl. But we don't have anybody to run the board. And, yeah, you also got Joel, who was filming it, and me, and yourself.
Give him some paper towels, maybe.
Yeah, that's a good idea. We'll give him some paper towels. Okay, so. Oh, man, he is in bad, bad shape.
Is it like eating a blazing sauce at Buffalo Wild Wings?
He can't even talk, man.
Yeah, Joel, I can't hear you.
Connor says you just shot pepper spray indoors. Ha ha ha, you freaking idiots. Hey, it's not my fault.
There's more, John.
I need water.
He needs more water. Okay. I think we're in trouble here.
Oh.
I think we've killed John. And wow. This is really exciting radio. He's in bad shape here. And yeah, he's gassed everybody else here. Yes, Benna says, this is why he loves the show. Total chaos. Yeah. And Great. You got us all. Joel's over there, too. He's got it just as bad.
We got Keegan to run the board.
Yeah, we're going to need to get Keegan, like, right away. Because this is totally gone to hell. Well, for those of you who've never heard the show before, yeah, we do this every day. Somebody gets pepper sprayed. Yeah.
God, this stuff is awful, man.
You friendly fired me, dude.
It smells kind of bad, but it doesn't. Like, I'm not hurt. Are you hurt by it? Or just a little?
I'm having trouble breathing. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So this is an absolute fail.
Do you think you're okay, or you think it's who's worse off?
He's much worse off than me. Come on. No, poor John can't get up. I think you've killed him. Me, I just can't breathe. I can live with that.
God. That's pretty rough. Like, cops spray people with that. I've been tased, but the tasing only, it hurts for a little while, but.
Not here.
Uh-oh. Oh, great.
Well.
Well, now we're in trouble.
We need somebody to run the board. Julie? Can we get Julie?
Julie's not here.
Julie's not here. Well, the good news is we're not supposed to go to break for like 3 minutes, so hopefully he'll recover.
Don't curse.
Yeah, don't curse because he can't dump.
Yeah.
Watch your language, guys. All right, we have no one in the building.
I think the intern knows how to do it.
Okay.
Well, the intern knows how to run the board, right, Joan?
Nice. No, we don't. We're fine.
John,
we'll get it.
The intern knows how to run the board?
A little bit.
Yeah. He'll be fine.
He knows a little bit. Come on in here. All right. Are you nervous?
A little bit, yeah.
All right. We're good.
No, we're fine. You might want to close the door of the studio, too.
Oh, no. Don't do that.
Well, you kind of need to because people are walking by and saying stuff that we're not able to dump right now.
Oh, okay.
So.
Well, there you go.
He's getting better. He's up to his hands now.
Crystal says, wow, did you guys just do this in an enclosed area? You all fail at mental gymnastics.
Not me. He did it.
I did it. But I feel fine by it. I mean, I don't feel affected by this. I mean, my eyes are watering a little bit, but I really don't know if it was because I was laughing so hard at first.
No, I inhaled just enough of it where it's, yeah. Nothing like poor Jong, though.
Jong, talk about the pain. What part is the most intense? Is it the what got in your mouth or the eyes?
Eyes.
What about you to close your eyes.
Does it burn your skin at all?
All over my face.
All over his face is burning.
They're saying everyone needs to. We need to use milk.
Milk.
We'll go down and get some milk.
Yeah, we'll get some milk. There's got to be some milk here.
Send us to break, intern. You can do this.
All right, this will be exciting.
You know how to do it?
Maybe we'll see how this works out.
Oh boy, this is going to be a disaster.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's see.
It's already.
Jong is the Peyton Manning of our team.
Yeah, I think we're getting called to the office for this one, dude.
It could happen.
Yeah.
If you think your lower energy levels and higher cholesterol levels are due to diet and age, think again. That bad mood might not be you becoming a grumpy old.
Okay, so we're back, and this might have been not the smartest thing we've ever done, I have to say.
Not very well planned out.
No. I want to go on record. I did ask what would happen if he couldn't finish the show before you did it, and everyone ignored me.
Yeah.
So.
You think it was a bad idea?
I think it was an awful idea.
Well. Damn.
This is probably the dumbest thing. Poor John can't see. He can't breathe. He's got to work the rest of the day.
John, is it getting any better? Like, it's not better from the moment of contact. It's worse. No,
this is not good.
We couldn't find any milk, but there was some chocolate cream pie in the fridge.
That didn't work. That was a fail.
And Jong smeared that in his eyes, and then he said it made it worse.
He's like ruined the whole place in here too, because it's still all over the place. Wow.
I don't know why you're laughing, Joel.
You know,
this is not a joke.
Are we gonna have to call a doctor?
I don't know. John, do you want us to call the doctor?
I guess when a guy can't answer, that's probably a yes.
I have no insurance.
Oh.
Jeez. Oh, this was really well thought out.
Well.
Could have told us that beforehand.
Yeah.
All right, so if anybody has a suggestion on how to get where he can see again.
I do want to credit Jong for keeping, you know, his producer job first. Don't curse. You know, he was very responsible. And, you know, a lot of guys wouldn't have thought about that at the time, like myself. Please. Oh, give him some more water, Joel.
Yeah.
Oh, here you go.
You know, here's the bright side. I now know, because I have some of this pepper spray, if somebody messes with me.
Oh, that's the real deal.
Yeah. So that's a positive. We'll go with that. I don't really have anything
else. I kind of want to, like, go to the mall and spray a stranger. That's a...
Oh, man. See, now we got Van Pelt to run. He's not going to be able to do this.
Yeah. We don't know how to play Weekend Bleepage.
Yeah, so that's kind of out. This is probably the worst fail ever.
Yeah.
Well, I hope the Blitzers were entertained at least.
Yeah. I'll go ahead and admit when I make a mistake, this was not well planned out. This was
That's
not
why
well
I
planned.
Said let's wait till Thursday.
Well, to be fair, I didn't realize that it was going to like totally decommission him, you know? I didn't see that coming.
Well, people warned us about that. Derek says, bucket of lemon juice. Open your eyes underwater for as long as you can. Do that a couple times.
Hi, we're at work. Where are we going to get lemon juice from?
Well, that's why we should have planned this better. Just saying.
Hey, Joel, can you go downstairs and get some milk from that little market down there?
And lemon juice if they have it.
Yeah, I'll go grab it.
Yeah. And a doctor.
Are you interrupting anything? Good. Make some calls. What's up?
Hi.
Let's see.
What's going on?
I think we're in trouble here.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
No.
Not wise, guys.
All right.
Yeah. We're...
Okay, good. Out.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we're in trouble.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Okay, so if this was the last blitz, it was...
We've had a fun time.
Yeah. Yeah. That was... The boss basically telling us how we're in trouble.
Yeah, that was the boss. That's not good.
The big boss. So, anyhow, it's been a lot of fun doing the show.
Yeah.
Been great working with everybody.
It was good knowing you, Fred.
Yeah. And, boy, that was not good.
That's a fail.
Yeah.
Well, what are we going to do?
Thank all the Blitzers for being Blitzers.
Yes.
Thank John for... He needs his help.
No. Oh.
Thank John for toughing it out. If I'm John and Anson, I'm probably...
yeah.
Clearing my day for tomorrow.
John and Anson are probably moving in.
Yep. So much for that. Anyway.
We've made the mistake.
Yes.
We've been talking about it forever, and no one told us not to do it.
I did... We'll just leave it at that.
Oh, well.
It's a team mistake. We screwed that up across the board.
We have to get better across the board.
Well, I don't think we're going to get the opportunity.
Maybe not.
That's probably the end of it. So.
And we don't know how to play Weekend Bleepage.
No. So we don't even have Weekend Bleepage to give you. And, yeah. Whew. I can't breathe either. God. Okay, so I have nothing left to discuss. You want to talk about how the Jags are a threat to the Texans again?
No, we should probably end the show because I'm pretty sure the boss wants to talk to us.
Yeah, I think we're in actual real trouble for once.
It's a good possibility.
Yep. So, of course, I don't know if the intern knows how to end
the
show.
Yeah, do you know how to end
the show? Yeah, really no idea. Yeah.
That's not good.
I can send it to a commercial, but I don't even think the commercial breaks are set up.
Yeah, okay. Well, this is making for a great conclusion.
Yeah.
And, you know?
Like when the boss comes in while you're on the air, you know it's not good.
Yeah. I think that's probably the end.
All right. Well, let's send it to Scott Van Pelt.
Yeah.
And maybe we'll see you tomorrow.
I'm going to say, since it's what are the odds Wednesday? 0.0.
0.0? Really?
Yeah. I know that look from a boss that's thanks for playing, guys.
Okay.
So, hopefully you'll have... I'm guessing you'll have Wetzling and Anson tomorrow.
Okay.
So, that would be my guess. Or somebody. You'll get more Van Pelt or something.
All right, send us to break, intern.
Do the best you can.
All right.
The analyst for Brilliant Energy. I cannot emphasize it.
That intern was terrible,
oh,
by
yeah.
the way.
Yeah,
borderline useless. I don't even... Still to this day, I don't know any interns' names, so I call them all intern. I probably could have gotten more use out of that guy if I would have at some point taken the time to learn his name instead of just saying, do this, intern.
Yeah, and in retrospect, though, it's helped our intern program because we make sure these guys know what to do now.
That's right.
So there's that. All right, we come back. There's so much about that, the aftermath, that we'll get into that. In fact, we'll make the whole aftermath the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day when we come back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
To telling only lies, but my dreams, they aren't as empty.
ESPN 97.5.
Love it. Oh, I can feel my face when I'm with you.
We're back. It's officially holiday time, and we at Gal Media are in the spirit. ESPN 97.5, our sister station 1560, and Neighbors Emergency Center have come together to combine our efforts to collect toys for tots. Saturday, we're at Neighbors Emergency Center on Garth Road in Baytown from 2 until 4. Bring us your unwrapped, unopened toy donation and bring happiness to a child in need this holiday. It's pretty funny. Well, this is at our Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
My favorite thing, about, I would say roughly 250 texts on this subject. 249 laughing their ass off. One guy, this isn't entertaining. That's
yeah,
what I said.
Got one guy with that too. Yeah,
I would just say, if you're not entertained by that, then this show isn't for you, okay? I'm sorry.
That's all right.
That's okay. That's like Walking Dead's not for me anymore. It's, go find something else. It's all right, buddy. I mean, that's... Yeah.
Rod was the only guy who didn't like it.
Okay, well. And the best part about that whole thing was the aftermath, where first they send a police officer, and he comes, sees it's a radio bit, and laughs and leaves. But because we called 911, they had to come file a report on it.
Which, by the way, 911 shouldn't have been called. I stand by that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of people are giving me grief because... apparently, they don't think that I was empathetic enough towards Jong's plight. Like, I was laughing at it, and even after everyone else got really somber, I didn't. Just know, guys, I'm a terrible person. This is all.
That's what we do.
This is nothing new. I'm not a good guy.
People are like, I can't believe you're sitting here giving play by play of this. It's like, what was I supposed to do?
Yeah, I'm not a good guy. I do things like that hurt other people, and then I think it's hilarious. That's who I am.
Well,
so.
I would just, but the best part is these two police officers come in, and they're asking Jong if he wants to press charges against us. And Jong's like, no! And then even better is, you know, then those guys are like, man, we got to listen to this show.
Good times, man.
Yeah.
My favorite part is I don't have insurance.
Yeah,
that's the best.
That is the best. And, well, the Not Wise guys is up there, too. When the general manager of the station comes in and starts yelling at you, that's not a good sign. But at the time, we were owned by Cumulus, and we get called in the next day. And AJ and I had talked the night before. It's like, I didn't think we were going to get fired for a couple of reasons. But we get called in the next day, and the GM sits us down and says, we're going to suspend you guys.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, oh, this is great. We'll be off the rest of the week. We'll build this up. People won't know if we're coming back. It'll be a big deal. It's like, oh, no. We're suspending you for one day. We're in a ratings battle. We can't afford for you guys to be gone longer than that. And I'm like, at that point, oh, boy, you just gave us free reign to do whatever the hell we want. And then the other part of it was we could not say a word about it. We couldn't refer to it.
Which was weird.
Yeah, because to me, I thought it'd be a great marketing thing. You know, we'll make a big deal out of it. This is awesome. And boy, they shut us down. And then I have to admit, the worst show we've ever done.
Because it was like, Jong, did you die?
No.
No.
It was all fine. No, all that happened was that night he goes home to take a shower. And what happened then?
Burned
over. It was runoff.
Yeah.
And I slept in the closet because the AC hitting my skin burned, reignited everything.
Poor Jong.
It happened on a Tuesday, and the burning didn't go away until Friday, so...
Yeah.
Lesson learned.
But so we couldn't talk about it until we got bought by Gao. And then we brought Mr. Gao in one day and asked him, hey, is it okay? He said, well, we bought everything. So that's when we were able to start playing it again. And, you know, to this day, I still laugh at it. It was just the perfect storm of failure. And, no, we didn't think the thing out. And as much as I was trying to run from it at the beginning, I never saw that happening.
Right.
And that's what made it funny is there was no solution for it. And, you know, but it was a lot of fun in retrospect. But, you know, that's why I was saying, why does a producer of a major radio station not have insurance? Come on, ESPN. Well,
no, he wasn't. I mean, he was a bit player at the time.
And I have to admit, things are a lot better over here with that now that we're with Gao. At the time, John was just our producer, and which is a great job, but now he's a big-time boss. But, yeah, that was I don't think people – that wasn't – I'm not going to criticize the company at all, but that was – when we were over there, it was not – we weren't making much money. We really weren't. It was kind of a – it was difficult to do that and make a living, which is why I was teaching at the same time. I had to have two jobs. And I wasn't too worried.
Yeah, I took a pay cut to come to do this job from Austin initially.
Yeah, and that's why I wasn't too concerned because I still had the teaching job, although I'd already told him I was leaving at the end of the year. And because I, you know, but then they told
then
us.
Then you were like calling him back, hey, about me leaving at the end of the year.
Yeah, about that letter of resignation I gave you. Can we make that disappear? But
we haven't done anything stupid in a while.
No, it's about time. And what I like about here. They're a lot more tolerant of that. I mean, they really are. I mean, Mr. Gal's just going to, if we screw up, he's going to tell us, okay, not a great idea.
Let's... And one of the most dangerous things that could have ever happened to the show was Dave leaving because,
Dave was the only reasonable one.
I take that back because he does a lot of stupid stuff on his shows, but when he's not in that mode of doing a show, he's actually the conscious that tells you not to do things. I'm part of this show, and I probably don't have that mentality of, oh, that's stupid, we shouldn't do it. So, and I'm surprised. He's been gone since February, and we haven't done anything really stupid.
It's funny because, we'll go to break. I actually had a long time.
How much money would it take for you to do that again?
It'd take a lot.
$1,000.
Interesting.
Oh!
I don't know. I don't know.
I think we could make that happen.
I don't know.
$1,000. I mean, there's crowdfunding and things we can do.
Hell, we can come up with that, AJ.
Yeah.
Make that HBO money. Let's take a quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.